real advice about anything from two women who've experienced a lot of life. They want to share their joy and knowledge of life with you. These two women are young enough to remember and old enough to know. Here's your hosts, Pam Gray and Rochelle Alhadeff.
Welcome to Chat with Women. This is Pam.
Hi, this is Rochelle.
But first, we want to actually hear from our wonderful Dr. Leah McNeil. She's here today to give us a one-minute tip on health. So welcome, Dr. Leah.
Good morning.
Hello.
Are you there?
Hello. It says she's there. Hello, Dr. Leah.
You guys got the firefighters?
There we go. You see what happened?
Engineering problem there.
See what happened,
I'll
Dr.
Take
Leah?
Responsibility.
It gets really hot in here.
We didn't do that.
No. You know, so our poor little producer's going, oh, guy. What button? Good morning.
Good morning.
What tip do you have for us today, Dr. Leah?
Well, last week we talked briefly about not drinking water with your meals.
Right.
I wanted to elaborate on that just a little bit. The importance of that is if you're drinking a great big glass of water, especially with a big meal, you're diluting out all of your digestive enzymes, your hydrochloric acid and pepsin that are in your stomach. So it makes it harder and it actually takes longer for you to digest your food. It's not that you shouldn't drink any fluids. I say fluids because some people drink milk or juice or tea.
Wine. I really was meaning to ask you, part of this water conversation, because we've had a lot of, and I just really am fascinated by it, but you know how people do say, well, I want to have a glass of wine, 4 ounces or so, with a meal. Is that going to hurt with the digestion as well? No, all joking aside, is that good or bad?
I don't think it's bad.
Okay.
I do think it's not a lot. 4 ounces
right.
isn't a lot.
Right.
And that's a good amount. I'm not saying you have to stick to exactly 4 ounces.
Okay.
People drink less, maybe a little more. It depends on the size of your meal.
You should see us now, Dr. Leah. Pam and I will go out for lunch, and we'll each look at each other, and we'll look at our glass and make sure it's only a half full.
Well, there, see? It's like drink it before. Drink it a half
right.
hour before. In between meals is best.
Okay.
And so that's an important part of digestion. Another important part of digestion is not to combine the wrong foods, which a lot of us do. We don't realize, especially people with digestive problems, you should not eat fruit with your meals.
I know. This is fascinating. When you told me this yesterday when we were talking about the show today, I said, okay, explain this. What do you mean I can't eat fruit with the meal?
Yeah, and you should have seen her having her salad, too. She pushed all the fruit away.
They digest so fast. And we tend to eat, and when we eat our meals, we'll eat protein and fat with our meals. And if you eat fruit, especially melon, then it digests first, and the other food will ferment, so to speak, and you'll get gas in your stomach, you'll get bloating, and people say, gosh, it just feels like my food's just sitting there. But if you eat it a half hour before, or maybe an hour after, that's ideal. Because it'll just digest really fast and go on through.
I want you to know one of our firefighters is acknowledging that that happens to him. Whoever's driving in the car, they just got an aha. They got that pearl of wisdom.
I know, they did, because that really, I've never heard this, and I have heard a lot. And I have not heard this. So this is a great tip.
Well,
so half hour before.
Especially in the car with other people, if you're having digestive discomfort, you don't want to have that.
Keep that window rolled down.
That's really great. So that's a great pearl of wisdom. We're really, thank you so much for that.
Oh, sure.
So thank you for coming on the show and obviously giving us our wonderful tip today. Now we're going to be watching our intake of our water and our fruit.
No kidding.
And when we take it. So thank you. And we will be talking to you next week.
All right.
So thank you so much, Dr. Leah.
Have a fun day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wasn't that a great tip?
That was very interesting.